Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation for Shawkat Oraha, SHAWKATORAHA, date of service 8/30/2023, date of accident 7/28/2023, date of birth 9/30/2000. History of presenting illness was going on. I completed up to the headaches and PVI symptoms. And now the history of pain symptoms. The patient has complained of pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back. The neck and the mid back is 5 to 6, and lower back is 5 to 7, with radiation to the right buttock and right posterior part of thigh. Right knee is 7, quite painful. He can walk up to only 200 feet. Is limping because of this issue, and climbing the stairs is very painful. But he can sit and stand okay. Sleep is up to 6 hours. The pains are continuous and they are shooting sharp and associated with stiffness. Pain is from 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected. On a scale of 1 to 10, modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by sitting and lying down. So far, MRIs have been done. ordered by his primary care physician. And there is a muscle weakness of the right leg, which makes him limp. Due to the pain in the knee and lower back. However, there is no numbness, tingling, pins and needle, no blood and bowel incontinence. Only the pain is shooting down to the right buttock and right posterior leg. Patient reports regarding the past treatment that he has seen physical therapy, Sandy France, on 13 mile endocrine, and already has done 13 visits so far since the accident. He also saw his primary care physician after the accident, Dr. Laith, L-A-I-T-H. X-ray of the knees were done one time, and he has seen the doctor one time, and he ordered the X-rays of the knee and the back, which are okay. The patient also had been to Northland Radiology for pain management one time. MRI of the knee and spine were ordered, and Dr. Kripchak, K-R-I-P-C-H-A-K, was the physician he saw. He also wanted to do a chiropractic treatment but has not done so far. No acupunctures, no chiropractor, no epidurals, no other surgery consultation. System review is unremarkable. Past surgical history, weight loss surgery 2.5 years ago in Turkey. He used to be 700 pounds, now he is 386 pounds. Allergies, none. Family history. Mother is alive, suffering from cancer lung. Father is alive, but unknown medical problems. Siblings, 2 brothers, unknown problem, no medical problem, and 1 sister, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with the parents. Employment, patient works as a salesman on computer sales. He works only for 3 days, part-time right now due to the pain. Disability, he's never filed a federal disability. Legal history, patient has Corona law firm has represented his issues. Personal history, patient does drink rarely. He does smoke, vape, and does not abuse recreational drugs. ADLs, the ADLs reported affected are as follows. Running, home chores, breathing into cabinets are affected 8. Bathing, dressing, walking, standing, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen is affected 7. Toileting is affected 6. Additional history, patient reports are difficulty walking, anxiety, panic, sleep disturbance. There is no saddle anesthesia. and no lethargy, lightheadedness, weakness, other than the right leg that he feels weak. Physical examination. 22-year-old Iraqi male, 6 feet 2 inches, 386 pounds. Blood pressure 134 over 103, pulse is 64, pulse ox is 100. The patient is clearly limping due to the pain in the right leg. In addition, patient has is well nourished, obese, and hydration is good. He doesn't appear in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. He doesn't appear anxious or lethargic. Otherwise, he is cooperative, conscious, sitting comfortably. As discussed, the walk is limping due to the pain in the knee. Otherwise, he has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological exam, including musculature examination. In the musculature examination, there is a spasm of the paraspinal muscles from C1 to L5 all the way, C2 to L5 bilaterally without trigger points or tender points. Musculoskeletal examination. The patient has normal exam on inspection and palpation as described in the template. Spine tenderness is located at L5, S1 and bilateral SI joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from C2 to L5, hypertonicity 1 plus, range of motion. Cervical spine is 40, forward flexion, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, and extension is 15, side flexion is 20. Bilateral rotation is 25. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is positive. Lerman test is positive. Distraction test is not negative. Sotomayor test is negative, thoracic spine, Roux test is negative, slump test is negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski chronic test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally, cross leg raise test is positive, Breger test negative, Kemp test is positive, Babinski sign is negative, sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender, painful with positive Faber test and Gosselin test. The distraction test, iliac compression test, extending flexion tests are negative. Trendelberg sign is negative. Extremities, please use the template to type except for the right knee. Rest of the extremities are completely normal. Examination of the right knee reveals that on inspection there are no scar, arrhythmia, effusion. On palpation, there is a tenderness peripatellar region and deep inside the knee with the minimal swelling. The knee is symmetrical, feels normal temperature of the skin, and no crepitus grinding or popping noise heard. Range of motion is normal at 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4/5. Valgus abnormality. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign is negative. Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. Cherry. or diagnosis.
Mr. Sharma, Inspector, Grant, the Speaker, okay, so, you know, they were frustrated by the 135. So, what they said is, you know, what are we supposed to do? Up the clock or whatever, right? I mean, let's put people around the clock. And so they said, look, if you can spend 90, we'll go to 90, but we're not offering the 80, right? I said, I understand, you're at 70. So if he doesn't pay the 90, you're still at 70. That's it. I said, but if he goes to 90, you'll go to 90, correct? Yes. And I said, thank you. Let me explain that to Greg, to Dr. Sharma, and I will be right back, right? So that's it. So we're only 10. What are your thoughts, Doctor?
Whatever comes through, you know, that's it. It's like a negotiation, so middle of the road is the one.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to cost you more than 10 grand or 20 grand to try this thing. I think, and there's no likelihood, you know, there's not, you know, those emails that say Cheryl through this stuff and not. You know, five, you know, you're going to get some proof for us. So,
it's no, but most of the cases that were sent by Cheryl and our staff, since 2018, we have been sending business to Mr. Father. They're on time. There is a testimony from other people will come through. So, Cheryl, I mean, most of the cases she has sent them on time. Not every case has got delayed. And
no,
she works with many other attorneys, and we never had this issue with nobody else.
I got it. Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is a vindication of some
kind of information, but it's not enough. All right. Let me tell them. The following, that in exchange for, you know, please, you know, reply to all to confirm that this matter sold for $90,000 for the lease, which does not admit liability, which contains confidentiality clauses and non-discouragement to be exchanged, that case dismissed with prejudice, you know, so results in any more claims between Advanced Pain, Dr. Sharma, and Bad Han. Okay? All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, guys. All right, let me write something up. I'll
take
it back. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
General P66.9, V89.2X60, Z79.891, TNS-R51, F41.1. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right knee, sorry, the left knee, oh sorry, it is the right knee, and diagnosis code is M25.561, M23.205. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, cervical dorsopathy M53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M54.17, M43.28. S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template for Shakat Uraha. Treatment plans will be as follows. Patient is provided with meloxicam, 7.5 mg twice a day with food for anti-inflammatory and healing. cyclobenzaprine, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for help with the muscle relaxation. Aloe 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, sleep and pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety. Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for headaches. Narcotic Tylenol codeine number 3, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 30 tablets for pain relief. Physical therapy is ordered for the patients to continue 3 times a week for focusing on neck, mid back, lower back, and the knee. With traction massage, laser treatment, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, heat as infrared and wet heat is also discussed with the patient. And the patient will be disabled for work, housework, replacement, and rotation. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. For anxiety, panic, fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRIs. The patient provided a couple MRIs. The thoracic MRI is completely normal, except for the MRI shows a hernia to look at L5 S1. This spondylosis causing left foramina stenosis, facet joint arthrosis, ligament of phlebum hypertrophy, and right foramina stenosis. Patient was informed about this finding. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, C7-T1. We have discussed the role of epidural injection for cervical and lumbar, and patient has been informed about the role of surgery also, and a surgical consultation has been offered to the patient. He also has a small herniation at T8 and 9 at this time, and so the thoracic MRI was positive. Medical records have been ordered released. Surgical options are being considered. Neuropsych evaluation not warranted. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Medical records have been ordered released. Investigation. No new investigation is being ordered. DMEs. Patient is provided with a cane. He already has a cane, back brace and knee brace, and a tension unit are provided for the patient for further treatment. Education, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Yes, sir.
Let me get a roll on the phone here.